Hello, I'm Sarah Intonato, and today's blog is a juicy one. It's all about how to survive in the online world. And let's just call a spade, the online world is not the happy, cotton candy type of place that people want it to be. Even within the yoga community, people say things in a really brazen way. They say things which they would never say if they were alive and talking to you in person, face to face, or even on the phone. And it's pretty intense. You know, there are hints of anger in so many communications, social media, there are hints of bullying all around, and even in email exchanges with people who you know, people get a different tone to their communications, one which is more brazen, as we said, and also further removed from that personal connection which they have, even if they know you well. So even within the spiritual communities and the yoga communities and the online chats and the Facebook groups and the email threads, we have to say that it's a little bit intense and sometimes, though I hate to say it and I mean no offense, a little bit Catholic, and I grew up Catholic, so I can say this, in that my way is the right way, your way is the wrong way, you can't disagree with anyone kindly anymore online, people just blow up in each other's faces. So today's blog is about how to survive in the online world. Because let's face it, if you want to engage in modern society, you have to be leveraging the internet in some way. And today we're going to talk about how to use your yoga practice to keep your wits about you and thrive in a world which can have so many different opinions and so many different emotional charges. So step one, the first thing you have to do to survive in the online world is if an exchange of any kind, social media, email, or otherwise, starts to get heated with someone that you know, someone live and in person who you know, take it offline. Pick up the phone and call this person. By the way, I also interpret texting to be somewhat of the online world because you can't interpret tone, you can't see someone's facial expressions or mannerisms, so it has that wall, that ability to be removed from human connection. So if things are getting ugly with someone who you know in person, take it offline. Pick up the phone and call them. If you really have a relationship with this person and you really care about that relationship going forward, don't be cowardly. Text them and just say, hey, I don't like the way this is going, why don't we talk? Or, I really care about our friendship. I think it's time that we talk face to face about this particular issue. And I've had to do this with fellow yoga teachers, people who I've known for years, getting really heated and really nasty, and me picking up the phone and calling them and saying, hey, you know, I've known you for a long time. Should we talk about this? What's the deal? And sometimes we have to become a little bit more confident and secure in ourselves in order to lead the way. We can't always expect that someone else is going to lead the way in this department, but it's always worth it, especially if it's a relationship we have an interest in cultivating long term. So the second thing you have to ask yourself is if it's with someone you don't know, you're having an exchange that has an iffy tone and it's someone you don't know personally who you're speaking with, is this even worth your time? Do you not know this person? Do you care to know this person? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't care if you ever see them again. Maybe it's a stranger online in a comment thread. Don't waste your time. Are you really going to convince this person that what you need to convey is true? Or is this just a useless conversation? Is this a distraction maybe from the spiritual work that you should be doing? Sometimes we all have the best of intentions and think, oh, I'm gonna get to this work I have to do and just check Facebook one more time and end up falling into the black hole of exchanges that mean nothing long term. So if this exchange is not going to make a difference in your life or someone else's life, if it's not going to be on your radar 5 years from now, leave it. Let it go. I also think for the third thing that people have to remember is the online world is much more revealing of your true nature than people think. So the way you write, the way you comment requires you to check yourself, to stop, to pause, to think before you write or speak. And you can't do this if you're moving at 1,000 miles an hour and if you're not paying attention to how your comments might be received. It goes back to that concept of satya, truthfulness. You have to be truthful but gentle with others. You have to convey information in a way in which they will receive it. Otherwise, you're spewing aimlessly. So really pause and check in. And also, when you're doing this, are you being true to yourself? Are you acting like the person you want to be? Are you showing up in the world as the person you want to be? Or are you just being busy? Because there's a big difference. One is a state of yoga, one is not. You can either, per the Yoga Sutras, be in a state of attention or a state of distraction. You can't be in both at the same time. So are you acting out of attention or distraction? Protect yourself. The fourth pillar here of surviving in the online world is know how to protect your energy. You don't have to read everyone's email newsletter. And if you unsubscribe from mine, no harm, no judgment. You don't have to resonate with everybody. You don't have to interact with every Facebook post. You don't have to take in all the information. There's just too much. And I believe someone recently said, I can't remember the name of this person, but that we're drowning in information, but we're starving for real knowledge. So maybe it's time to curate what you take in online and only take in the things which make you feel empowered and conscious and informed in a way that aligns with your highest self. So that might mean unfriending, blocking certain people, cutting off email exchanges with people who you love because you know you have to talk to them in person. Whatever that means for you, protect your energy. Anyone who knows me knows I really love the law of attraction work and I resonate with it. And I was recently online and a friend of mine asked in a Facebook post, do people believe in the law of attraction? If yes, why? If no, why? And I just wrote in, yes, I do, because I've seen evidence of it in my own life. But I was shocked at the tone of how this post mostly commented on by yoga teachers and people who claim to be spiritual was so nasty. And people who wrote in that they do believe in the law of attraction were getting hated on. And it's like sarcasm has become cool in the online world, and you don't have to think of anyone else's feelings. You don't have to think of how angry you're actually coming across as. So remember, the online world is much more transparent than people think. Protect your energy, put out the energy you want to put out. Expect that when you write something, people can see all of your true colors, because they can, if they're a perceptive person, and if they're really paying attention. Next thing, pratipaksha bhavanam. Be willing to see through someone else's eyes. In other words, put yourself in someone else's shoes, and we've touched upon this already. How might your comment be received? Is your information really going to be received well? Is somebody going to digest it? Are you just talking to hear yourself talk, etc.? So think about putting yourself in someone else's shoes and how might they receive it? What are your intentions? And the last, most important way to survive in the online world is to take regular media fasts. Fast from media of all kinds. Email, social media, chats, etc. Take a break. Let yourself be in real life for a while and do all those things that you don't do when you're spending time online. Look at the sky. Today there are no clouds in the sky. Look at the sky and see what it looks like. And take the time to really notice how cozy your blanket feels on your bed. And write these things down. Make a gratitude list. Get into your journal. Just unplug. Nurture your real relationships and strengthen your connection to yourself and allow it to grow. Thank you so much for tuning in to the blog today. If you like it, please share it. If you have comments, please leave them below. I'm always happy to interact with you. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.